Baruch Dana Pashas. Say the bracha.
Are you ready?
She is Nishmas of my Imarasi Yotzai today of my mother, Olam Shalom, Yitabas of Zev. And the kids that comes out should be the Ili Nishmas. In a few hours' time, we're coming, Bemis, to the what we call the climax of our Yom Noroim, the end of the 40 days. Into Yom HaKadosh, it's Yom Kippur. Interesting is, tomorrow night when we start the Yom Kippur, what is the first tefillah we have? You ask anybody, what's the first tefillah we have tomorrow night? Can't believe you're all wrong. For about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, not only that, the chazan with the rav, with two sifri Torah, go out, so is the minig in many places, perhaps others killers don't have it, but chazan and go around with a glove, the two sifri Torah shying, people are crying, people are mechaven, people are shockling. Over the years I've asked people, what's what about? What are you saying? What are you crying about? What's such kavana, but the Israel Tzaddik, what are we having in mind when we're saying this psukim? And there are different ideas, and this year, perhaps a new idea. Abir Tzaddik. By the way, the translation, what is Israel Tzaddik, is very similar to what we say in our Yom Noroim Tvila, or the Chain Tzaddikim Yiru Yisbachu, Vishon Yaloizu. Israel Tzaddik. Akishbach hidden and put away for the tzaddik, the reward is going to be oyer, and Yishalev and the Yashar, the straight person, will get simcha. In other words, the different types of rewards we're going to get for doing that Avodas Hashem. Same, v'chein tzaddikim yirem yismachu, v'yishar me'alois. Exactly, it's about exactly the same. So what we're saying over here, and therefore, so talk about the reward that tzaddik going to get and the Yashar are going to get. What's going to do the Yom Kippur? The Tzaddik mentions, when it says the word Oizoru al Tzaddik, or Yishlev Simcha, it doesn't use the word that the Tzaddik's Yikablu Oyer, and the Yoshas go to get, it says Zorua, from Zera. It's the expression of Zera. It says the Tzaddik, a Zera, a seed, has no really value in itself. It's nothing for itself at all. It's the potential and the hachana for beautiful fruit, beautiful trees, a beautiful growth that's going to come on later. A plant that seed the ground, nothing in it. Perhaps it rots away. But later on, it's a hachana for beautiful, later on, for the fruit and the produce that's going to come later. That's a zera. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us 40 days. 40 days of Achana, he sent us with a shofar at the beginning of Elul, exactly the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu needed a path of Klal Yisrael, a kapara for the eagle. Moshe Rabbeinu went up at Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he stayed there for 40 days, Achana, and afterwards he came down, by Yom Hashem Selach Kedavrech, that was kapara, the Yom Kippur, that's where we get the Kippur from. So, Kishbach gave us 40 days, the shofar, with slichas, We remember still the beautiful days we had a few days ago. And then our Erev Rosh Hashanah, our Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Leitshuva. And we're standing here on the night of Yom Kippur, tomorrow night, a few hours' time, and we're standing here. And we're hoping Be'ez Hashem, Rebbe Hashem, will write us a Chassima Tova and a good Bepiska for next year. He's going to write down exactly what's going to happen to all of us at Toshi Yerankas. What reward are we going to get for Toshi Yerankas? What's going to happen to us at Toshi Yerankas? You know what? Lefi the Zera, what we planted, what we prepared ourselves beforehand. Everybody's going to get different. Lefi, what they've worked in the Elul, what I prepare myself for my Yom HaKadosh, that is the reward that's going to be written down in the Pitzker. And they said, we can go along and make our book. We can make our Sefer Chaim. What Chaim means? Chaim means all different translations of Chaim. Right? Good panosa, good gesund, good shiduchim, good hatzlachu chinuch, many, many things. But it's all the fear, how much hachoda, lezer. Oh, Zerua is the tzaddik. The tzaddik is going to get what he's Zerua, what he prepared himself. And Yishalev Simcha, and he's going to get each one a different matreka. One is a oil, one is a simcha. Everybody's going to get what they prepared. We have a few hours left. In this time of preparation, I was thinking to myself, I'm saying it all to myself, what can I prepare myself? What is really our job now, in the next few hours, to go and get a good chasima? What's the Bodhisattva want of us? We see tomorrow night, there's another introduction, which before is Zerua, which really people are running in the last minute into shul. Just for Kol Nidre, and he got one of the longest piece of time to say to the Zakai, and I don't know how they managed to say it within a few minutes. It's all gone, isn't it? Long to the Zakai. Now I want to say there's one piece that to the Zakai which everyone in this hall has to say, which is very important. What's this important for to the Zakai? We all know that there's no kapara on Yom Kippur. For Averus bin Adam Lechavim, unless you ask Mechila from a friend. That means I can daven, I can say all the alchates, all the biduis, I'm davening and davening, and there's no kapara for the Averus bin Adam Lechavim, unless I've gone before Yom Kippur to go along and ask Mechila. There's a whole sieve in the Shulchan Aruch about it. It's somebody showing me to say, it's hair raising, I'll say it over here, but you won't like it. Some Shem say that if I've not asked Mechila for Ben Adam Lechaveroi, there's no Ben Adam Lechaveroi Ben Adam Lechaveroi. I mean, I've got no Yom Kippur. If I've got somebody who I've spoken Rosh Nor about, at Shepherd, or dead things, there's no Yom Kippur. I can go along and say Stachalon all the time, I'm not going to have Yom Kippur. What should we do? And therefore, they gave over there, but obviously you have to ask Mechila. Sometimes it's very difficult, I don't know, I don't remember what I did during the year in business and by my clients. A girl asked me in the seminary, asked Mechila. She came to seminary and she remembers that she shepherded her teacher in school. I looked it up, and she said, Pashit. They made a Chil Hashem, I've got a Chil Hashem. Oh, that means I've got to fill my teacher now, the Gosh teacher in school now. For Kippur. Chil Hashem. It's time now to go along, and have to go along and make sure I've got no Ben Adam Lechaveroi, I've got to go along and ask Mechila. So for that, it's very hard to know who, what, and when, who I owe a Mechila to. So there's a little chapter, a little piece, which is written, everyone can look in your own matzah, it's written down, it starts off, it's a little capital for itself, chapter for itself, a small piece, it starts off with the words, V'liyois shiodanu shein tzadik ba'aretz asher leyechta Ben Adam Lechaveroi. Very, very small piece. And there we declare that in case during the year I have shepherded anybody, I've said bad remark, I spoke Lashon Hara, or I did anything wrong in business, I took something I shouldn't take, I here declare and anybody did to me, I go along and I'm moichel that person, Mechila Gabur. And anybody, I hope, like I'm moichel everybody else, I hope everybody else will be moichel me and say the same to the Zakai, and therefore I'm clean for. But everybody should say it. And when we say it, to get such shmai, the other person, I hope all other people who I shepherd, oh, say and be moichel me for Yom Kippur. But I need that very, very important before Yom Kippur. It says, the Gemara brings a story in in Yuma, Kabbalah says that Rav, who was the Rav of town, the butcher, had shepherded him. It went longer and said derogatory remarks against the butcher. You all know the story. And Rav was waiting. Yoshana, hope you asked Mechila, didn't come. Aser said Tshuva, he didn't come. Until he came Erev Yom Kippur. Oh, the butcher will come ask Mechila. I want him to have a Yom Kippur. He didn't come. Rav went himself to the butcher shop. And he came to the butcher shop. And he stood there in front of the butcher shop. And he hoped that the butcher would ask Mechila. The butcher saw him. And the butcher said, "Lech, lech, get out of here." As he went out, he was chopping some bones, and the bone went into his head, the shadow went into his head, and he died. Reb Chaim Shlomovich says, "You see from here, the Ribbono Shel gives us opportunities. We go achana. We don't use the opportunities of Reb Chaim, it's dangerous. Ribbono Shel, go along, we have to go along. We use opportunity, make sure I use it. Like Shmuel gave us now, and now we're in the last period. I saw from Chasm Sofer says, I saw from the he said that the avoider on Erev Yom Kippur is with Abba Chavir. In fact, he was very hard to speak to Chasm Sofer before Erev Yom Kippur. Then we could talk to him. One year, all of a sudden, Chasm Sofer puts on his coat, he goes out in the, where are you going? I'm going somewhere. Where are you going? So he said, I've got to go along. There's a family over there. You say them, with Almonim, with this, and Shidduchim. I've got to go quickly over there and do it. Erev Kippur. He said, Erev Kippur is this man of Ben Omna Chaveri. I've got a chaperayin, and to make sure that everything is 100% good, and I've done everything, I'm good with everybody. So the Chasm Sofer said, the Gemara tells us, and we see how the severity of Ben Omna Chaveri. The Gemara says on the story of the Avtayr we read on Hashana, that's with Chanon Penina, how Penina shepherded with Chanon. Chana had no children, Penina had no lot of children, and Penina always shepherded her. God says, how she shepherded her, remarks, so to the extent that she was crying. And the Gemara says, and of course Penina was meant to shepherd Shemayim in order she should have. And the Gemara says, and the Gemara brings up the Pasuk, Rabbis Bonim Umlala, says the Pasuk, because she shepherded her, what happened when Chana started having children, every child that Chana had, Penina lost two. Says Chazal, what's the vote? Because she was a Messiah, although she went to Shem Shemayim. But in order to have a, if a person, it's so chomor, that a person goes along and shepherds somebody else, it's automatically a Hashem who looks up and takes the tzav of every person. And the Gemara tells us another story. Gemara tells us a story about Rav Chumi used to stay away from home for quite a whole year, and he used to come home Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah? And he came home Erev Yom Kippur. One year Erev Yom Kippur didn't turn up. And the Gemara says, oh no, the Gemara said didn't turn up, and his wife was waiting. And the wife kept saying, oh, Ka'esi Yova, he's coming. I want my husband to be here for Yom Kippur. He didn't turn up, and she started to cry. The Gemara says, what happened? Didn't turn up. The Gemara says he's going down the ladder, and he slips, and he died. So again, Reb Chaim Shlomovich. What's the Gemara saying over here? It's not only a punishment. If by tzar, if I'm mitzai something, it's automatic. Shemayim, a ish comes out, and something happens to a person, whatever it may be. Reb Chaim Shlomovich says if things happen in life, or some business is not going good, this not going good, things are happening. Yeah, a dead end. All of a sudden, a deal didn't go through. Well, maybe. Who knows? Perhaps it's because of my Ben Omna Chaveri. Therefore, he says, how careful you have to be, especially Chashon. If somebody goes, yeah, I've got a good shtick now against that person, and you make the person be upset, and the person gets insulted, whatever the case may be, and if it's in public, it needs a rabbi if you're asked mechida. I just saw from Rabbi Yashiv says over there that if somebody goes and shepherds somebody, and now the person now has got Alzheimer, a person not well, but the person not with us, you can't ask Mechila anymore. You have to wait till the person is lifted, and go to the kever and ask Mechila. You have to ask the kid to the neshama. Can I need the neshama then? When the neshama is taken, you have to go on the tzivah. As I said, Yashin. If I see him,
why couldn't
he
say it to the
tzivah?
Why couldn't he say it with that?
No, but I need him to do it. He can't do it. As I said, Yashin. Right? In him, you have to see him. So, the kids, the time that's work is on peps. All of us, I speak to myself, Lashon Hara and Shepherd and Sinner, and Kin and Sinner, what can we do to go along and prevent continuing this? And this is our biggest thing. And Chofetz Chaim says the Gula can't come, nothing can come as long as we've got all the Bidon Rechavim. So the Rambam says, be mekabel on yourself to go along and not speak Lashon Hara. You know, let's all get up today and say, from now on, have your breakfast, have your cup of tea or cup of coffee. From now on, I just heard a shia, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. It doesn't work. It won't work. First of all, it's got to be, the Rambam says, it's got to be a Kabbalah. At sheyoid olav yodeh talumash loyech to the oilam. It's got to be a Shvach who can testify, you'll never do it again. We make an achlot in life. I want to give a lot of ideas we have. I'm not going to do it, I'm going to be careful now, and it doesn't work. I'll give you an example. There's such a thing we call a person is overweight. He's overweight. Psh, goes to the doctor. Doctor says, listen, overweight's not good for you, not healthy, not for your heart. Psh, come home, go to your wife, come to your family. I've got to lose weight. Yeah, what happens? I'm going to lose weight. Yeah. It works. First week, gewaltig. You go to the scales every morning, go to the bathroom, psh, gewaltig. I lost this. After a week, psh, after 2 weeks, psh, you're gewaltig. All your friends come along and say, so, you know, you're not sweet. Good, thank you. Anyway, there. After a month, myodic. After half a year, fantastic. Have you ever seen that person after a year? Oh, you go back to square one. But you made a myodic. You said, I'm going to, and you've started. Since Svarim, Chaim writes about it, you made a chalata. You have to change an attitude. It doesn't mean, you get people, it works very well. People who go along and understand, stick into it. The doctor told me this and this, and it's dangerous for my life, and I'm going to this, and make whole chalatas, and got people to, my mother it is. Yeah, or make seven class. That people, it works. Until I change my attitude, it won't work. The same thing over here, we have to look for a way. How can I change? Same thing as Lashon Hara. Same thing as Bidon Rechavim. It's no good saying, next year, I'm going to be very, very careful, I'm not going to go along. I'm going to go to the essence of it. Why do I speak Lashon Hara? Why do I go along and check with somebody? Why am I so nasty sometimes? Why business? Why is it happening to me? Why have I got kin and sin about this person? Let's work it out. So I saw a Moyer de Kazakh. It's not my approach. And an Eitzah, Esha Halavai for myself, come out, that stick an Eitzah, how it should help us, Be'enom Lachavir. That's just, be careful from now on, Be'enom Lachavir. The Eitzah comes, Be'emes from the Pesukim, the actual Torah tells Eitzah. I'll read it out. Where is the apostle which speaks about all Be'enom Lachavir? Where's the apostle? Which apostle speaks all about Be'enom Lachavir? I'm chatting, which one? Good. Now let's go to the beginning. Now what you should do, right? V'after rechaz kamoich is the positive. Oh, good, excellent. So I've got a pasuk in Shrech, Yibal Koyah. The thing we don't know, there's a pasuk in Kedoshim, gives a whole list of all the Beit Ov Lechaveres. I'm not all, many of them together. It says over there, Leisele Kochel Ba'mecha. Lashon Hara, Chilus, all the other number one. Leisamid al Damrecha, right? Down. The person. Leisisna Sachicha, not to hate a person. Uvavecha. Leisikai, Leisitai, Damrecha. The whole list, one after another. And then, of course, comes on to the end. And that is all. There's a Gdoma to that. There's a Gdoma to this pasuk. And that is the answer to a lot of things. We'll see, I'm going to give you illustrations of how I can answer it. There's a Gdoma to it. What's the Gdoma? What's the pasuk for it? The Gdoma is, the pasuk for it is, the Tzedek Tishboit is Amisach. Give a person the benefit of the doubt. how do you know, whenever something happens to me, somebody said Amar to me, or somebody, I'm going to give it any stations. Somebody, I've got a good Lashon Hara to say. Why am I saying Lashon Hara? Because I heard that person's a bad person. He did so to a Maisa. Have I checked up that Maisa? I want to give you the Chofetz Chaim writes down, he says that the most Lashon Haras are spoken, the most of the other Chaveras we're nichshel in, is because we don't give people the benefit of the doubt. I'll give you an illustration. There was a husband wife whose daughter got engaged. My daughter got engaged, very nice, Mazel Tov, and it's quite a well-known family. And they went along and they set out invitations, you know, different types of invitations, dinner invitations or reception invitations, all different invitations. Each one got there. Came a few weeks before the chasna. And they sit down, husband and wife sit down, that's the derech, to make the dinner list, to go along and see who's come for dinner and make the tables. That's one of the hardest jobs I'm telling you now, the thing. Yeah, how to go along, make shidduchim, you know, the thing at the table. It's not easy. And they sit down at the table, and they go through the list, and they go, there's a Mr. Cohen, Yanko Cohen, hey, he did send back his reply card. Why didn't he make his reply card? He didn't even pass his phone. Well, the wife said, don't worry, he's probably out of town. I saw him in shul today. I saw him in shul. He said, he's my best friend. He's a very good friend of mine. Didn't come. Listen, he didn't come. He didn't bother sending back anything. Actually, too many weddings, that holds it. So close. Says his wife, next wedding, got another daughter on the shelf. No invitation to him. Listen, if he doesn't hold of me, I don't have a hold of him. I don't have to greet him, I don't have to, and we're not the same anymore. And that was built up in him. Emerson Meister. And he goes and sends the invitations out, makes them the places, everything. Maria Yoin, the Chasna. In the middle of the Chasna, the son of this person who didn't reply, or so-called best friend, he comes to the Chasna. And the Mechutin asks him, tell me, where's Daddy? Why didn't Daddy? Didn't reply to me. Tell you the truth, Daddy was very surprised that guy. He didn't get an invitation. And the person had already built up, he said, already built up a whole story in himself and whole feelings. Because what? And that was me. And would have told his friend, Yan is a goner, she had it. Or why? Because he didn't give the benefit of the doubt. Check out. Esha, who knows? Esha knows. Ken Zion, he did the invitation. Why had he formulated an opinion? And I tell you, a friend already something. Chaim Shlemsky writes in his sefer in the place one of his mamorim. He writes that the one of the places we see of lashon hara of getting punishment is by the meraglim. Because they spoke for 40 days, 40 years, we had to stay in the midbar, that caused the whole problem. So the Chaim Shlemsky asks, 40 days, how long was Lashon Hara? 5 minutes. They came back, spoke Lashon Hara. What's 40 days of Lashon Hara? 40 minutes. Where's 40 days? It's for every day that spoke Lashon Hara. No, says the Chaim Shlemsky, they went there with a way of seeing everything in a negative way. Pshat, they didn't want to give the benefit of the doubt. Saw the bias, everything. They wouldn't give the benefit of the doubt. Go think into the story properly. So, especially all over myself. Because first it says, by the way, is have you done this? Kol adam kaschus. You have to go along, always judge a person favorably. Sometimes I buy a biography of a certain personality. I like buying biographies, so I read it. Sometimes, you know, my wife asks me, tell me, what do you say? You read this biography, what do you say about that person? What do I say? What answer? Listen, I say to my hair, not listen, I say to my wife, it's a page of 300 pages. I'm off a page number, page 160. I can't formulate a big net, I've seen the whole page, the whole thing. We can't judge a thing, we see the whole Maisa. We can't be kenished. I saw the Maisa. Actually, you know the Maisa. It's Rav Moshe Feinstein. You know the Maisa, say it again. Rav Moshe Feinstein was sitting at the Simcha. And he sits at the sukkah, and they served him tea and some coffee, whatever it is. No, 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 rice. I see some people shock their heads, some people not shocking their heads. I thought it was rice. Just get thing. And Rabbi Shoah sits there, and they offered him a cup of tea. So he put the cup of coffee, your wife just in front of him, and they put the milk there, the milk's there. Rabbi Shoah goes along, and then takes himself milk. So he lifts up the carton, leaves the carton, puts it down, takes the second carton, and pours the milk in. Somebody sitting there observing Ramosha, the first carton he didn't pour the milk in, and the second carton he did. So Yannick, when nobody's looking, goes over to the first carton and sees which hechsher that. So he says, ah, it's Yannick Bezdin. Another one is another Bezdin. So Yannick starts spreading out, do you know what? But Ramosha doesn't hold this Bezdin. Yes, it can happen, here in Manchester. Anything. And I've got that Bezdin. The Beis Din hear about it, that Moshe's got something against the Beis Din, and they're very upset. The Rabbanim and the Beis Din are very upset. And Moshe, come tell us that they got something against the Beis Din, go along with it. So they're spreading out that you don't hold it. So the Beis Din went along, two of the Beis Din went to visit the Moshe, lower his side, to go and find out what it's all about. Comes along to Moshe, Moshe's honored, what are you coming to see me for? Since I'm telling you, we're coming along to see you, we've got a shikalak potter. What's that problem? Rabbi Moshe's got some against our business. You have escalated your business? I said, so he says, the proof is the pudding. That it was at Simcha, and I don't know if Moshe remembers, and there was milk there, and he took the first carton of which was of our business, he put it down for the milk, and he took the second one and poured the milk. It's a lie, he didn't want to use our. So Rabbi Moshe, I remember the mice of clearly. It happens to be that the first carton of milk, when I lift it up, there's no milk inside. And it got around town already. What got around town was as a Moshe Halbushed. Why didn't the person check up and go along and check the carton or find out before you've got around and tell your friends and make a whole tumult? That causes having done it. If we go along and see very briefly everything, this I saw from Yisachar Frant, the Gewaldige Gesach. Yisachar Frant, he says, I don't usually eat in restaurants. I don't know what, but I was in the Catskills, and I wanted to go to treat my wife and my daughter to a meal in a restaurant. We had a Hasidic restaurant in the Catskills, and went there. We booked a place already to go along eat there, and we come there, and they ask the waiter, but the waiter comes, you know, come inside, don't even know who we were, and they ask, what's your name? I said, yes, I can see here, you book the table down there, you take that table down there in the corner. Gewaldig sits down the corner, sits at the table, him, his wife, and his daughter sit nice down there, and start off the meal. 10 minutes later, in walks somebody else. A Hasidic Yid walks in, and he sees, and he comes in, a waiter comes over again. What's your name? Friedman. Three of you. Yeah. Table. Yeah, here's a three table over here. No. We booked a certain table. What do you mean? We booked a table for which table? That table down there in the corner, where Rabbi Yisachar Frant was sitting with his. Oh, I mixed up Frant, Fried, the thing, and some people can't spell the shapes of the thing. No. So Rabbi Yisachar Frant saw what was going on, and he still gets up. He felt very awkward. This, no problem, take the table, I'll move it. The lady said, no, shut. They called the papaya out, and this and that, we've got a tumble there. She, it was enough for her. We're going to sit, so we'll sit at the other table, finish, straight. Garnished. After dinner goes over, all finished, and the men go to have Maariv, and the ladies talk together. So Mrs. Friedman and Mrs. Franz, what's your name? Which one asked her? My name's Franz. Any relation to Rabbi Yisachar Frant? That speaker? Yes. It's a thousand. Very helpful, very nice. Good. I may have to phone him. This was in the summer days. After Sukkot, she phones up Mrs. Friedman phones Mrs. Rebbe Front, Sir Front. She's got an organization for special needs. And do you mind? I want to ask you, we're making a very big dinner, and we would like Rebbe Front to be guest of honor. Who are you speaking? Mrs. Friedman, I don't know if you remember, Mrs. Friedman, we met in the restaurant and thing. Oh, yeah. Well, your organization, yeah, very nice person. Tell me, I couldn't hesitate, couldn't resist. Do you remember when he came into that restaurant? There was a bit of a tumult going on, and the table, this table, that table. What are you making a tumult for? What did they have? Daf Kabirush table, he sits, yeah, this table, that table. What the tumult? So she said, I tell you the truth, I feel very awkward about it. My husband and my son, I came with my son in three places, we're Hasidic people. We don't usually go to restaurants. And I didn't want to come to restaurants because I'm worried about ladies and all this. They agreed to go if I put them in a corner table. If not, they didn't agree to come. That's partially the reason why I ordered that corner table. Nothing, I didn't have shown me anything bad. If the son said about himself, I had already formulated myself. If, who knows that this lady must be highly strong and highly this and highly that, and with some sugar, go along. I already formulated my. He writes there, if I didn't make my inquiries properly, I didn't check up properly. In other words, I would have told perhaps people, and when it comes to having a quiz with her or make a shidduch with her, I don't want to get a shidduch with sugar. Why? From I didn't check up. I've many successful stories, but I can see time's late. The Gemara says, which the Gemara asks, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Hadonis Chavere Likavskos, if we are going to go judge other people favorably, then Don Ison Likavskos, the Bodhi Shabbayim Din is going to judge us. If we go to go along and give the benefit of the doubt to somebody else, now in the next few hours, I'm going to come just the next few hours. I do a shikra kabon. I'm going to give some benefit of doubt. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will give us the benefit of doubt if we have tzvikus. Ask Svasemus. Is there any benefit of any tzvikus by Rebbeinu Shlomo? How does he talk about Rebbeinu Shlomo? There's no song about Rebbeinu Shlomo. Svasemus Rebbeinu Shlomo. I put it in our language. You know, sometimes you have to mark exams. I know we mark exams. There's two ways of marking exams. The two types of markers, people, of examiners mark exams. Some people mark exams very, call it din, very yekish. You know, right and wrong. And it's wrong, it's wrong. You're not getting it out. The other people, they go along and mark exams. They go along and it's called in English an easy grader. Easy grade, they go along and shine. I overlook it, I don't mind overlooking it. I'm not shouting any sweetness, I don't get it wasn't, but you just try it, whatever it is, and give it called easy grade. If you buy this shalom, you're not sweetness. But if we overlook and we give the benefit of the doubt, the body shall overlook certain things that we did last year, and the Ezra Hashem will go along and say, listen, I see how somebody else is overlooking, I'll go and overlook for somebody else. Hadon eschavei lekavsus, don oisei lekavsus. Again, I want to say in a very practical, I've got stories of this, I feel it difficult to say, as people will find out. There are many cases where people don't get on with somebody else because of a remark of theirs, and don't realize that perhaps Yenna, who did something to you, is suffering from depression, he's got pain. He said a remark, whatever it may be, there's a lot of these cases going on, and I can say, Yenna is going through a difficult time, and Yenna didn't say hello to me. I walked the other day, so somebody said to me, I walked past Yenna on Shabbos a few times, and Yenna didn't say hello to me. I'm telling you now, and this person who said that to me said, he doesn't say hello to me, Yenna's a bit of a sugar, how's the chsigrus? I found out about the person, I don't want to say too much, and the person is going through a gefährliche time. He doesn't know where he is. And he's walking the streets, he's sleepwalking. And the person already said, yeah, there's some sugar and dust out there. Said it, taste right to Tamisaka. We have to go along and look at St. John himself. I think about Meissa. I tell Meissa. There was somebody in the American army, a soldier in the Second World War, who was, I think, 19 years old. He was in the army, Jewish boy, and he was sent over to the Philippines. That was he was stationed in the Philippines to fight on behalf of the Americans. The Americans had with a general, Hedrick army was there in the Philippines. When he came there, there was no other Jew there. He had to look at himself. That usually they have a chaplain, an American chaplain, a Jewish chaplain. Because there was not even only one Jew, they didn't bother any chaplain. One day, he gets called to the general, the army office there, and he says, they gets called in, wants what's all about. He says, "Yes, I want to tell you something. We just lost one of our pilots. And one of the pilots who's Jewish, and according to the rules of the army, American army, we have to give him a Jewish burial. There's no Jew here, no Jewish chaplain. Can you please go along and see the funeral?" So the Weiser, he writes there, boy of 19, wants to understand, how do you make a Jewish funeral? What do you do? He didn't know what to do. At that time, there were no mobiles. You could phone somebody, go along and say, "What do you do?" He's lying there, the mess was there. Had to be buried. So he asked, "Can I have a white sheet?" Because he remembers a white sheet. And he washed the thing, and he said it went there and made tillim. And he asked somebody to go and dig a certain place, and he wrote the name, didn't know the father's name, just wrote the name there, made a plaque there, and buried him with tillim and said it. 1945, comes back to America. He lives in Philadelphia, this person in Philadelphia. And the person who was Nifta, this pilot, lived in the Bronx. He thought to himself, "It's only right that I go to the Bronx to tell the parents what's going on. I'm the one who buried him. What happened to him? I was there. He had a Yiddish, a kvura. I must go." So he takes, he writes there, he took a train and a bus and this, and gets there to get to the Bronx. He comes, perhaps he's got a dress, and he goes in, knocks on the door. The father opens the door. The father opens the door and he says, "Who are you?" He says his name. He says, "I want to tell you some news. What you want?" So "I want to tell you that, you know, your son with the pilot was killed. I'm the one who went to buried him." Without a half a word, I think he screamed, shouted, kicked him out of the house, and "Get out of here!" Screamed, "Get out of here!" He didn't know where to turn. He was shaking. And he goes home. He comes home, and his parents ask him how to take a thing. All he said to his parents, he never told them, said, "It must have been very, very painful for them, and it's hard for them to take." Now, what would have said, the father's gone mad since the thing. He understood there's a pain there. He understood there's something, and the father couldn't take it. He said to the father, he writes there, all he said is, "It must have been very painful to take. It was very hard. I pity the family. Lovely people." He would have come back and said, "Yeah, it's absolutely, it's got off the rockers. It's not a mensch." We have to realize, we're going through life all the time, lots going on where we are living. And a lot of our lashon haras, and where we laugh against, it's all beinam lachaveri. Is all against these people who are never, it's not their fault. They have sometimes, as Mahila said, if we would go along and judge the person favorably, it'd be better. If we work it up on Machaveru, a little, I'm giving you just the few hours that are left, to think twice and just do it twice. The Bunch says, you get such fire. The Pisli Peshra Machat, you're going to try to go along and I'm going to think before I formulate my opinion, it'd be Moedic. I'm the voting guns. Just want to finish off. We started off our Elul, as you said, 40 days, our 40 days we started off with Pasha Shift. We're ending off now with Nila. Pasha Shaftim said the Shlach Kodesh, Shaftim, Beshaitim, Titin, Lechor, Bechol Shalech. You should give for yourself, for your own sharing, for your own gates. Go along and make and be careful with them. What's how you look at people, what you hear at Lashon Haras, and how you speak about all those. We have seven sharim sent to Shlomo. Shaitim Shalom, be careful with your own sharing in your Bein Abba Chaveri. We're coming now to Yom Adin. We're coming now to Yom Kippur. We're going to say Psach Lanu Shah Beisni Hashah. Can't say when you say to Bani Shalom, look at our sharim, look at my gates. When you close those gates, open your gates like I was careful with my gates. And then will be Zoicha Beis Hashem. The end will be, we're all heading for, the last part of our whole Yontif will be in Sipas Torah. When the last thing is, we've got the Sipas Torah back, and we're going back into our winter, what do we say? Sa'ush Ari Moshech. Take our gates that we were careful with, that I worked on, even a little bit, and the Bosh will give us good year.
Oh, hey. Thank you very much.